Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If you saw the film The Theory of Everything about the famed physicist Stephen Hawking, then you heard this music by Jóhann Jóhannsson. The Icelandic composer got his start releasing albums of striking music for acoustic ensembles with electronics, music that had a grand cinematic sweep. It didn't take long for filmmakers to take notice, and Jóhann's score for The Theory of Everything got an Oscar nomination and won a Golden Globe. But his new project, an album called Orfeu, goes back to his original interest in that combination of acoustic instruments and electronics, and he's brought the string players from ACME, the American Contemporary Music Ensemble, with him for a return appearance here in our studio. They're going to start us off with a suite of two pieces, Song for Europa and A Deal with Chaos. Live here in the Soundcheck studio, it's music by Jóhann Jóhannsson.
Oh.
That is music from Johan Johansson and the members of ACME, the American Contemporary Music Ensemble, in a live performance here in the studio, a suite of two pieces, a little bit of Song for Europa at the beginning, and then A Deal with Chaos, which is essentially a duet between the cellist Clarice Jensen and these found sounds coming from Johan's computer. He's at our piano, making his way over to the microphone here in the studio. And with him, as I say, are some of the members of ACME: Ben Russell on violin, Laura Lutsky also playing violin, Caleb Burhans today playing the viola, Clarice, as I mentioned, playing the cello, Paul Wianco playing cello as well. And Johan, first of all, nice to see you again. Welcome back.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
There is something really haunting about the sounds. That's one of those numbers stations, isn't it?
Yeah. It's these broadcasts that were found on the shortwave spectrum in Europe, mainly during the Cold War. These broadcasts of codes, numbers, letters, usually in very monotone, very often female voices in various languages, German, English, Russian, Chinese, Spanish. And there was a big collection of they were collected on a set of CDs a few years ago, and it's a fascinating source of they were obviously used to communicate with agents,
right? So it's encrypted messages
communicating across the Iron Curtain,
right,
as it was in the Cold War. But you can actually, they're still used, and you can still hear them on shortwave if you look hard enough. But they were somehow connected, for me, they connected somehow to the theme of Orpheus, the myth of Orpheus, and somehow they seem to represent, messages from beyond, from the netherworld in some way. And it's this sort of, haunting, mysterious kind of voices from beyond.
So as if Orpheus was hearing the distant call of Eurydice in the underworld,
exactly,
or something like that.
Exactly.
But it's called Song for Europa. And, the myth of Orpheus is about this travel from darkness into light, from the netherworld, from the underworld back to the real world. Of course, only one of the two makes it all the way back in most versions of the myth. But, Europe is going through a dark time now. And was that on your mind when you were making this?
Well, I mean, I think there's a theme of borders. There's a theme of thresholds, in the myth also. There's a theme of going past thresholds, of crossing thresholds,
yep,
between life and death and between darkness and light. And so the Iron Curtain was an obvious threshold, and which divided Europe for a long time. And we've had a united Europe for several decades now, And now it is a dark time for Europe, and it looks like this time of unity might, very well end. So, it is a hymn to unity in some way.
Yeah. Now, this is your, Orpheus is your first solo album in 6 years. Is that right?
Yeah, I would count the Miner's Hymns as a solo album, even though it's technically
a film score.
A film score for an artist film by Bill Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a film score in the same sense as, Sicario or Theory of Everything. It's more of an artist project. So I would say, 6 years.
Yeah. So coming back to this, having done all of these film scores and really immersed yourself in the netherworld that we call Hollywood.
Indeed.
What was it like coming back to this project?
Well, I don't know. I think I've been very lucky with my Hollywood experiences, because I've worked with really great directors, and both James Marsh and Denis Villeneuve are really exceptional artists, and have a great sense for music, and have given me a great deal of freedom in experimenting, and really kind of given me the opportunity to do things and expand, my sonic spectrum in a way. And especially with Sicario and the upcoming Arrival score, which is...
That's November.
The film is coming out in November, and where I got to experiment a lot with vocals and the voice is the most prevalent instrument in that score, mm. and voice and percussion, and there's some orchestra, some very little electronics as such.
Right.
Although
right.
they sound electronic, but it's all analog sources.
Ah.
But doing this solo album felt it's been in process really for 6 years
yeah.
because a lot of this material goes back to, you know, 2009, really,
mm.
when I wrote a kind of a set of thematic ideas that I intended for a solo album. And I worked on them constantly, basically,
right.
you know, through that whole time, not for maybe a few weeks per year.
When you had a chance.
When
yeah.
I had a chance, yeah.
yeah. Do you think of this as chamber music?
Well, on the record, it's quite varied. It goes from being, you know, cello solo, piano solo, pipe organ solo, to a 30-piece string ensemble, to string quartet,
mm-hmm.
to purely, you know, processed electronics, to a cappella vocals. There's also, like, an a cappella choir track
mm-hmm.
for nine voices. So it's a very varied palette. But we're obviously for the tour. I arranged it for a smaller ensemble.
Right, right.
And it's you know, it's music. You know,
it's beautiful music. I mean, the combination of acoustic sounds and electronics is something that you've had in your musical DNA. It seems from the beginning, because you know, from your first albums, that's been the palette that you've worked with, and
yeah,
so effectively.
I very much enjoy and really like that combination and that kind of contrast and that almost that clash of this sort of. I've worked with that quite a bit in the past. This clash of quite sort of analog, mechanical, almost machine-like sounds and
mm-hmm.
sources. You know, like on the IBM 1401 album. Where I used sounds from a computer from the 1950s.
The first mainframe computer on Iceland.
Exactly.
Which
exactly.
your dad was in charge of maintaining, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's correct. And he programmed, in his spare time with his colleagues, he programmed melodies using a special method employing the core memory of
yeah.
the computer,
punching holes in cards.
Exactly, exactly. And so I really love that contrast of the coldness and the mechanical quality of these sources and the warmth and expression of the strings and of the orchestral elements.
The human players, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking with Johan Johansson, and the new album is called Orfei. He and the members of ACME are touring around playing some of these pieces live and are doing so today here in the Soundcheck studio. So we're going to hear two pieces next, A Sparrow Alighted Upon Our Shoulder, and then Flight from the City.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, a little bit of an expanded palette here because we'll be hearing glockenspiel and a second keyboard at,
mm-hmm.
at certain points.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make your way back to the piano for this, right?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Johan Johansson is my guest here in the Soundcheck studio. The members of ACME are here with us as well. As I say, the new CD out now is called Orfei, a most unusual take on the Orpheus myth, as Johan was telling us before. Let's hear two more excerpts, A Sparrow Alighted Upon Our Shoulder, leading into Flight from the City.
Thank you.
That is called Flight from the City. And before that, a shorter work called A Sparrow Alighted Upon Our Shoulder. Both of those are compositions by Johan Johansson, who's at our piano, with the members of ACME. Once again, Ben Russell on violin, although we ended up on glockenspiel by the end there. Laura Lutzky on violin, Caleb Berhans on viola, Clarice Jensen on cello, Paul Wianco playing cello and the keyboard as well. Both of these, Johan, are from your album called Orfeu, which isn't a film score, but isn't Flight from the City also a film?
No.
It's not a film, okay.
No, it's not connected to a film at all.
Okay.
there might well be a film called Flight from the City.
Yeah, I thought there was.
I haven't seen it. Common
enough title, yeah. So you were talking before about, you know, this the thing you like about the sort of the cold or mechanical found sounds that you sometimes use, or electronic sounds, and contrasting that with the warmth and the human sounds, the emotive sounds of real people playing real instruments. There's a lot of talk among technicians about signal-to-noise ratio, and it seems a lot of what you do is to blur the distinction between what's the signal and what's the noise. You know, we hear other sounds in your music, and the strong suggestion is these two are music. It's signal, not just noise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very interested in texture, you know, in general, and noise, you know, is a texture, you know, just as, you know, a beautiful violin tone, a beautiful cello tone, you know, or a very harsh, very kind of extended technique tone, you know, extreme sul pont tone, you mm-hmm. know, in the cello is a texture, you know, and these are all elements, you know, that I like using and I like combining and I like, you know, contrasting, mm-hmm. you know, and especially in my solo work, I'm very interested in making seemingly clashing, seemingly disparate, unrelated elements, making them gel and making them come together.
It's interesting that you took pains to say in my solo work, because in your soundtrack work, where you have a whole other group of people who are charged with putting sound in, you know, mm-hmm. Does that leave you just with instrumental? I mean, can you weave in other sounds in the soundtrack?
Absolutely. And I mean, for me, they're very much, you know, part of the same body of work. Yeah. But obviously, writing music for film is a different beast altogether. You know, it's because you are part of a team of artists. I mean, it's a collaborative art form. Mm-hmm. And a solo album is just me with a blank slate, creating my own parameters, my own frame, you know, and a film is you already have a context, you already have elements that you and you're working with a group of artists in collaboration, and but the process of writing the music and the process of creation is exactly the same. There's no difference, but I obviously have to take into consideration the sound design, and that's something we talk a lot about, the directors I work with and myself and the editors. We talk a lot about the interplay between sound design and between music, because they do blur, and because the borders between the two blur quite a lot. And a lot of what I write, you know, is in the world of sound design.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
And I'm very interested in that. I'm very interested in that kind of blurring of those borders, and it's a tricky one, you know, because it requires working with a director that really understands those elements, you know, and understands how they work together, you know.
And you also need to make sure you're not stepping on the toes of the actual sound designer.
Yeah.
Who may have a completely different idea for a certain scene.
Absolutely, and this is why I like to start very early on a film project. I like to start during filming, and I usually start writing. Like now, I'm working with Denis on the Blade Runner sequel, and they're filming right now, and I've already sent him, you know, about five or six cues, and so, you know, the music becomes more integrated part of mm-hmm. the sort of DNA of the film.
Yeah,
and so the editor Joe Walker in this instance, who also worked on Arrival and on Sicario. This is our third film as a team together, so we kind of we're very aware of all of these elements, you know,
right,
when we're putting them together. And I think as a composer, you have to think about the sound design a lot. Mm-hmm. You have to write with the sound design in mind.
So you mentioned Arrival before. That's a science fiction film.
Mm.
Blade Runner, of course, is a sequel to one of the great sci-fi films. Mm. Are you a sci-fi fan, or did you just kind of fall into this?
No, yeah, I am. I am very much a science fiction enthusiast. Yeah, yeah. And to the extent that I had actually read Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep before I saw the film when it first came out,
uh-huh,
when I was 13.
So you were, that's the Philip K. Dick story,
yeah,
that Blade Runner is based on.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So I am very much as, well, you know, not all science fiction, obviously,
yeah,
but
yeah,
but the more interesting, the more literary sort of kind I'm interested in.
Yeah.
People like Philip K. Dick, Stanislaw Lem, Strugatsky brothers, you know, Olaf Stapleton, things like that. Margaret Atwood, it's an interesting form for exploring ideas,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and Arrival as a film very successfully does that, I think.
Yeah. Arrival arrives in November, and Blade Runner, is there a release date planned that you know of?
I believe it's been announced in October, yeah, of next year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in the meantime, Orfei is the most recent project from Johan Johansson. When you read science fiction, what language do you read it in?
I tend to read in English, sometimes in French, Icelandic.
When you can get it.
When I can get it.
Well, Johan, it's always a pleasure to work with you. You mentioned Miner's Hymns before, and we presented that, of course, in one of my New Sounds Live events downtown a couple of years ago. Part of that is now out on a CD. And now Orfei is out as well on the prestigious Deutsche Grammophon label. And congratulations on everything that's been happening.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure coming here to play.
Johan Johansson and members of ACME, my guests here on this edition of Soundcheck. That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.